Hare Krishna, last night I stayed up rather late, which is not really my custom, and I was working on the scheduling of the Krishna in Vrindavan series. In other words, if I'm to finish what I originally wanted to do, which is that all the Bhagavatam pastimes that relate to Krishna in Vrindavan, with the exception of Krishna's leaving Vrindavan, that put those into novel format using Srila Prabhupada's, Acharya's commentaries, as well as other references, scriptural references to those pastimes. And it was sort of an eye-opener for me. It was over 20 years ago that I really decided that this was something that I felt was a calling, something that I wanted to do. It's something that devotees have really encouraged me in over the years. And in one sense, it's done through Navaraja Mahima, that sort of did that job, in that all of Krishna's pastimes, all of Krishna's pastime places, I included in those 6,000 odd pages, so there's a lot there. But it's in a different format. It's in a different mood. I'm doing that in what sometimes I think may have not have been the best thing to do, namely those doing it in the first person, or at least I was speaking personally as the author, rather than just narrating. Putting some chandan on Lord Nrisimhadev. And if I was to actually do that, then what is it that I have to do? So that's what I wanted to know. What have I done? What do I have to do? Although I have 5 volumes in the Krishna and Vrindavan series, and the 6th one is just being finished and is coming out, but actually only 2 of these are directly related to Bhagavatam pastimes. The others are like Śrīla Bhakti Cintamani, very popular, but not really covering the Bhagavatam chapter. So in order to do that, I really took 2 formats. One was, well, if I cover all the chapters, and I think it's up to chapter 39, if I remember right, or maybe just 37, then I do it either chronologically, one way, or the other, I do it, group it according to theme. There are very similar themes, like, for instance, the killing of demons, which goes on throughout all of Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. They could be presented in 1, maybe 2 books. That's one most obvious example, and there are also some others. So that's something to be discussed as yet by our team. But anyway, the bottom line is that the Krishna Vrindavan series will be 17 volumes. Considering that we only got 5, so that means 12 volumes to go. Well, one is going to be finished, so another 11 volumes, 500 pages. So that's almost 6,000 pages. It's similar to Navaraja Mahima. But Navaraja Mahima started 15 years ago. I more or less did a 5-year marathon writing that. And it's a different time. I'm a older person. Now I'm speaking health-wise. Capacity is more limited. If I want to take out of my body, I need to invest in it. And all of these take time. And I have the advantage of not being a GBC anymore. At least it's an advantage in terms of saving of time. But I certainly have my outreach preaching and so many other wonderful opportunities. That also takes time, so it's not like I'm a full-time writer. And then there's a very interesting question is, well, is that it? Because I had so many other books in mind to write. For instance, like Lalita Madhava, other books, I won't name them all. If you want to see actually how this list breaks down, it's available if you're part of the book club. It'll be out in the next newsletter soon. And excuse me, I'm just trying to put a flower in Damodar's turban. It'll be out in the next newsletter. There are other titles that I had in mind, and this requires a lot of blessings. This requires some kind of empowerment. It requires my doing things in ways different than I've done up to now. And I need to obviously really be focused and disciplined. I'm struggling, trying to get up early in the morning, but with my sort of health regime and so on, I haven't succeeded in that. In other words, whether it's between 3 and 4, but getting up at 2 o'clock or 1:30, that I have not been able to do as yet. How admirable and wonderful it was that Srila Prabhupada was able to do that. So that was an eye-opener. And that was for me something that, okay, now this is certainly what I would say, quote-unquote, part of my mission. I pray that devotees really give their blessings so that it may happen. And you want to see what Krishna Vrindavan Library looks like? Look at the upcoming newsletter. Hare Krishna.